one. If you are ready, I see you in the room.
I should be ready. The microphone is on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning.
Nice and clear.
Good day.
So we'll see
good
you
afternoon.
In the big room.
Yep. It's feeling a bit lonely here. I count.
Yeah.
Three people, so yeah, it's a bit strange
to
be in such a big empty room. Anyway, I wish you everyone a healthy, happy and prosperous 2021. I think we're still on time to do that. In France, we have till the end of the month to wish Happy New Year. So I'll still do that. So yeah, so I think the first thing is to adopt the agenda this morning, then I think early in the afternoon, because I think we are not expecting the people from US and Canada this morning. So I'll go through some informal document early in the afternoon, so we have everyone connected. So first we need to adopt the agenda. So I'll go through all the informal documents we have received. So far I have received 30 informal documents. And I'll go through the agenda describing briefly what are those informal documents. So under agenda item one, adoption of the agenda, we have informal document 1, 2, 3, and 5. I will not go into the details of those informal documents. Under agenda item two, I have informal document GRP 8204, which is the highlights of the last two sessions of WP29, which were also held virtually. Then under agenda item 3A, we have a lot of documents to discuss this morning. So we have working document 2, 3, 4, 5 to discuss. And we have informal documents 17 and 18, which are a proposal to amend the working document GRP 2021/4. And informal document 18, which is a presentation to justify the informal document 17. Then we have informal document GRP 8207, which is a proposal for a new supplement to the 06 and 07 series to UN Regulation 83. Then we have informal document 8208, which is a proposal for a new supplement to the 05 and 06 series of UN Regulation 83 on a different topic with respect to fuel specification alternatives for the Type 4 tests. Then we have informal document related to UN Regulation 154, the new UN Regulation on WATP. So we have informal document 8210 and 8211, which are track changed version of documents which will go directly to WP29 in March. So it's WP29/2021/56 and /57. We also have informal document GRP 8219 from OICA, which is a response to the two informal documents 10 and 11. I've just been informed by OICA that they wish to tackle this informal document 19 on Friday because they are still making some changes to this informal document. Finally, under this agenda item 3A, we have informals 8220 and 8221. Which is a proposal for shortened test procedures for pure electric vehicles in UN Regulation 101, and a presentation that goes along with it. Under agenda item 3C, we have two informal documents, the latest GTR on RDE, informal document 15, which will be introduced as part of the informal working group on RDE status report, which is informal document GRP 8214. Under agenda item 4A, we have informal document GRPE 82-22, which is amending the working document GRPE/2021/6, which is a new series of amendments to UN Regulation 49 to introduce the latest evolution made in the European Union, so the Euro 6 Step E. And we also have two informal documents, 23 and 24, which are proposals also to correct some errors in the fifth and sixth series of amendments to UN Regulation 49. Then under agenda item 4B, we have informal document 82-09, which is an amendment to the working document GRPE/2021/7, which are improvements to UNGTR4. Under agenda item 5, we have a working document GRPE/2021/8, amended by informal document 82-25, which is some proposed changes to UN Regulation 24. Then under agenda item 7, we have received yesterday the latest status of the procedure to measure sub-23 particulate for heavy-duty engines on the engine dyno, and an explanatory note that goes with it, so it's informal 29 and 30. Under agenda item 8, C, we have received informal document GRPE-82-26, which is a request for authorization to develop a new UNGTR on durability of after-treatment devices for two- and three-wheeled motor vehicles, which is to be sent to AC3 and WP29. Under agenda item 9, we have informal document GRPE-82-27, which is the latest status of the UNGTR on in-vehicle battery durability and the good progress that the informal working group has made on this topic. Under agenda item 10, we have a document, informal document 28, which has been submitted by OICA to provide some comparison of definitions between the mutual resolution number 2 and the latest amendment of UNGTR 15. Under agenda item 11, we have informal 12 from the GRPE ambassador to IWVTA on the latest activities and the inputs from GRPE. Then under agenda item 14, we have two informal documents, GRPE 82-06 revision 1 and 82-16 on the list of priority topics from GRPE. And then under any other business, we have one informal document to date. I think we received another one at least, which is 82-13, which is an update from the expert of Australia on the latest activities and the consultation process that is going on the latest emission standard for cleaner air in Australia. So as you can see, this is a quite packed agenda we have for this session, and because it's virtual, then the sessions are a bit shorter, and especially the ones with interpretations today, it's only 2 hours slots this morning and this afternoon. So I think we'll have a lot of work to do. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Yes, thank you, François, for this overview of all the informal documents on the table, 30 at the moment.